Hey everyone, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Del, my show called Sometimes, and this, okay, one by one. So first I'm gonna give the station number during the course of the show if you wanna give me a call or make any suggestions. So the station number is 610-330-5316. I'm repeating, it's 610-330-5316. So I'm a sophomore. I go to Lafayette College, psychology and art double major. I don't know why did I enter like this today, but so last night I only slept for like 2 hours. I'm really tired, so excuse me if like I say something stupid or do something weird. But moving on, actually I wasn't gonna have the show tonight, but then I realized that I want to have it, so I was like, okay, you know what, you have a bunch of work due tomorrow and you need to sleep, but show is more important because you enjoy it, so here I am. So basically, in this show, I kind of use it like a diary. I talk about like how my day was, how everything went, or like what are the things that are bothering me. But recently, I'm trying to do the genre thingy. So like, I'm trying to pick a certain genre and talk about it and maybe play songs about it. So today, the genre of the day is like, again, empathy and expectations, most likely expectations than empathy part, because I talked about it before. But this time I'm not gonna play songs about it because I had no time to like search songs related to expectations, but I just want to talk about it for a while. So as a start I want to mention about my internship that I'm doing currently. So, like I said, I'm a psychology and art double major, and I go to Northampton County Prison and spend time at Women. And also, like, this is a program, it's on Lafayette, so you don't have to do an internship, but they, like, they're just volunteer students. And they also, like, come with us, and we go, like, talk with women, like, read books and discuss, try to do art therapy. But like right now we cannot take supplies inside, so it's kind of a struggle. But moving on, so anyways, so we are reading this book called Empathy Exams, and we're like, they read the first chapter. I didn't have the book till today, so I couldn't read it, but I'm gonna start reading it. And so basically they talked about how in the book, like, there is this main character and she's trying to take, like, make she wants other people to do empathy with her, but she's not putting the same out there. And when we were talking about it, I was like, this sounds familiar, I feel like I'm doing the same. So like, for example, like if you're in a sad mood and we don't like something is upsetting us, personally what I do is that I do not reach out to people like that I'm close to. Like, for example, I don't go to my best friend and be like, yo, I am upset, like, enjoy, like, help me, like, have a better mood and stuff. But I'm just going there and expecting them to realize that, oh, is something off? Like, what's wrong? Like, you don't sound as enthusiastic as you would normally do, or like, your face seems upset, like, what's going on? Like, so I want people to pay attention and realize that something is wrong, because this shows that they know me well and they value me. Because like, normally that's what I try to do, like, when I'm talking with people, I try to pay attention if they're like, they're different than their usual mood, because like, also I feel like that's the real empathy. Like, you, like, people actually feel valued when you realize that, oh, like, something is off because I know you. So, but unfortunately, of course, I don't get this as much as I do. But so today we were talking about this, and our supervisor Bonnie said that, so there are expectations we have that are taking us away from the experience and reaching out to other people when we need them. So I realized that maybe I know it's hard to do, but like, sometimes maybe we should lower our expectations and just reach out, because our mood and our a psychological and physical and mental health is more important than what we expect, I feel like. So anyways, moving on. It's just an amazing experience, by the way, to go inside, spend time with women. I had concerns before I started this program, because usually I'm not really good with women in general. I am better with men, in communication. My close friends, close professors are usually males. It's just I feel more comfortable with them. So I was I wish this was a program with men instead of women. And then other stuff too. For example, I was there are certain rules that we have to follow, and I was why is this like this? I didn't go inside yet, but I'm worried about this and I don't enjoy this. But as soon as I go there, the first day I went there, it was a therapy to me too. It was amazing. It's just you forget about everything. You're not in Lafayette, you're not in United States, you're just somewhere isolated, and there's nobody else at that moment except the people who are in that circle. And it's just I don't know, it was amazing. So moving on, I talk too much, so let's just play a song till I get my ideas together. So I want to play Waves by Dion Lewis. I hope I am saying the name right. So it's just a song that I listen lately a lot, and I don't know why, but it really calms me and makes me relaxed. And I used to do yoga last year, but now I don't have time, unfortunately. It makes me feel I just did yoga. I feel relaxed and everything is fine. So I hope you guys will feel the same. So here's Waves. Enjoy, everyone.
Watches out.
Hey guys, I'm back. That was Waves. Like I said, I really like that song, and yeah, moving on. So, okay, since we're talking about expectations, I want to talk about how I have these expectations that are not meeting the reality, and I'm so upset about it, and I realized it's so late that I don't know what to do about it. So, if you're listening, and if you have, like, similar expectations that didn't meet the reality, and if you want to talk about it, or in general, just, like, if you want to be like, no, I disagree, like, I would love to have conversations with you, so, like, please let me know. So, anyways, what happened is that, so I'm from Turkey, for those who don't know me, and I just came to United States without knowing what Lafayette looked like, where it was. Like, I mean, I knew that it was in Easton, but, like, I never, like, and I looked at a couple photos from the website, but, like, it was totally different in reality. So, anyways, like, my brother was, like, goes here, so he was like, oh, it's, like, on top of a hill. So, I imagine, like, a real hill, like a mountain top or something like that. I know it's stupid, but anyway, so, and, like, I was like, oh, like, it's gonna be so intellectual and, like, fun and, like, all these new people and everything. And then I came as a freshman. I was like, oh, my God, this is great. Like, the first semester. I'm like, I don't want to go back to Turkey. Everything is awesome, amazing. Oh, my God, so many new people. I love everything here. Second semester of freshman year. I'm like, it's fun and nice, but, like, I think I had enough fun in the first semester. I still really like Lafayette and being here, but I miss Turkey too, and, like, I feel like the people are not as I expected them. Sophomore year, first semester. I'm like, I don't love this place, but I don't hate this place as well. Like, it's just neutral. Like, I really appreciate the education it gives me, and I wouldn't be able to get this in Turkey, like, or anywhere else. But, like, it's just, like, it's not what I want. And second semester of sophomore year, which is this semester, I cannot stand being here during the weekends. So, like, I always try to find a way to, like, go to New York, go to Philly, go somewhere away, because it's just, like, I am surrounded with people who doesn't care about anything except their privileges. Yes, Lafayette is a diverse place. Yes, there are, like, many people who are super diverse, like, who are super intellectual and into, like, serious stuff, but there's also Greek life and, like, white people. Like when I say, like, white people, please do not get offended, but, like, the people who are only caring about themselves and, like, certain things and doesn't realize the things that are going on around. So I know I talked about this before, but it's just, like, I felt it more when I went to New York last weekend, because I went to Whitney Museum for the first time. And, like, we had enough time that I could go outside the museum and walk around. And so, like, I walked the High Line, and then I walked, like, around the city, like, and I saw so many people, like, and, like, it was amazing, like, everyone was smoking cigarettes, like, not everyone, but, like, no one was looking at you like, oh, you're smoking cigarettes, so you're low class, or, like, it wasn't like, oh, you dress up like you're going to a ball, but, like, you're just walking on the streets. Like, no one was saying that. Or, like, you dressed up like a hippie and no one likes it. No, like, it was so diverse. Like, even, like, even though they were Americans, still, like, I could feel that diversity. Like, I don't know. Like, then I realized that it's not that I don't like U.S., I don't like Easton, I don't like Lafayette. I wish I was in a bigger, more diverse school. I mean, I don't regret coming here, because, like, we have an amazing arts program and, like, psychology program as well. But it's just, like, I'm so disappointed, and, like, I expected so many different stuff. And now here I am thinking about, oh, how am I going to survive the following 2 years? Because also, like, it's just, like, the people that I find, like, intellectual and smart are usually upperclassmen, and they're graduating as well. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to be surrounded with people that are not interested in anything but themselves. So, I don't know, but it's okay. Everything is going to be fine. And moving on. So I talked a lot, but I want to play the spoken word poem. So what happened is that there was a show before me, and like it's my brother's show. So like they ran out of time, and I wasn't like, oh, like leave. Like I was like leave after 2 minutes, but still like I gave them some time. So that's why I started the show late, and I started the show like at the time that I told. That I was gonna start, but what happened is that like I was gonna listen a couple spoken word poems in between, and I couldn't have the time to do that because like I literally had like 4 minutes or something like that. So I want to play a couple spoken words just by looking at their titles, and I hope they're good and everything will be fine. This is my first time listening them as well, so we'll see. And if it's not something proper or like something not, oops, okay, something not proper or something not interesting, I'm gonna stop it. So the first one is alternate universe in which I am unfazed by the men who do not love me. Like it was just like so interesting to read this because I am also like really interested in stuff that are about alternate universe. So. Anyways, here is alternate universe in which I am unfazed by the men who do not love me by Olivia Gatwood. Enjoy, everyone.
Alternate universe in which I am unfazed by the men who do not love me. When the businessman shoulder checks me in the airport, I do not apologize. Instead, I write him an elegy on the back of a receipt and tuck it in his hand as I pass through the first class cabin. Like a bee, he will die after stinging me. I am 24 and have never cried. Once, a boy told me he doesn't believe in labels, so I embroidered the word chauvinist on the back of his favorite coat. A boy said he liked my hair the other way, so I shaved my head instead of my pussy. Yeah. While the boy isn't calling back, I learn carpentry, build a desk, write a book at the desk. The boy says he prefers blondes, and I steam clean his clothes with bleach. Yeah. The boy says I am not marriage material, and I put gravel in his pepper grinder. The boy says period sex is disgusting, and I slaughter a goat in his living room. The boy doesn't ask if he can choke me, so I pretend to die while he's doing it. My mother says this is not the meaning of unfazed. When the boy says I curse too much to be pretty and I tattoo cunt on my inner lip, my mother calls this being very phased. But left over from the other universe are hours and hours of waiting for him to kiss me, and here they are just hours. Here they are a bike ride across Long Island in June. Here they are a novel read in one sitting. Here they are arguments about God or a full night's sleep. Here I hand an hour to the woman crying outside of the bar. I leave one on my best friend's front porch, send my mother two in the mail. I do not slice his tires. I do not burn the photo. I do not write the letter. I do not beg. I do not ask for forgiveness. I do not hold my breath while he finishes. The man tells me he does not love me, and he does not love me. The man tells me who he is, and I listen. I have so much beautiful time.
So that was alternate universe in which I am unfazed by the men who do not love me by Olivia Gatwood, I think. So anyways, and so like recently it reminded me of like, it was like more about like, it wasn't like I expected. I was expecting it to be more about parallel universes, like alternate universe, stuff like that. But like, I mean, of course, like it was a huge title, so like it makes sense. But anyway, so like, but like when I looked at the title of the poem, like I remembered the article that I read recently, which was called To All the Things That Will Never Be. And like, I just want to read a quotation from there. Wait, where is that? Okay. So it's just a really short one, but like it was the reason why I really liked the article. Like, article was not as strong as I wish it could be. Like, I wish it to be, but still I think it was good. And like, this is the part that I like the most. It says, "To all the plans that will never be, I hope in a parallel universe, they're unfolding happily without ever having to realize they never were. Each entitled to their own misfortunes and misgivings, neither better nor worse off than our reality." So I was like, wow. Well, so anyways, yeah. Moving on. I'm not really good. Yeah, okay. Moving on. Let's continue with the Turkish song. And yes. Oh, wait. Actually, there was another spoken word I want to play. I couldn't listen it. I listened like the first 20 seconds of it. So I'm not sure how it's going to turn out to be. But it's like about a drug dealer. And it's called They Say. And in the jail, I work with women who are inside because of using drugs. And it's so surprising that like people are like using like drugs, weed, and like cocaine and other stuff like every day, and they're not being caught because they're not as unlucky as the other like people. And I'm not saying that I'm approving what they did, but like sometimes you make mistakes like that deserves to be punished, but we're just lucky enough to avoid the punishment. So I just want everyone to like remember that like we are lucky with what we have. So even though I'm complaining a lot about being a little fat, no, it's just like, you know, when you see something and you know that it could be better, but there is no try from anyone to make it better. That's what making me like angry, like upset. So anyways, so I hope this spoken word is a good one. It's called They Say by T. Miller. And enjoy, everyone.
They say you shouldn't mourn over the loss of a drug dealer. They say the drug dealer stood on the tracks their whole lives, challenging the train, knew that even if the weather delayed it, death was still showing up at their front door. They say the drug dealer died so casually. They say what's his name's child on Joy Road or Rosa Parks was murdered in cold blood on his front porch. They say his, they don't say his name. They don't sympathize with the death of a drug dealer unless he was their drug dealer, gave them free drugs, paid their rent once, kept their lights on, gave their kids a Christmas. They don't give the drug dealers a backstory or a reason why. He's just another one. They say he purchased the engraving, so of course the bullets had his signature on them. They say his, they don't say his name. They say his funeral is next week. They say his funeral had a line the length of his rap sheet curled around the corner. Must have been popular. Probably could have been somebody. Don't talk about who he actually was. They say his casket was nice. They say his mother was nice. Was burying her only son and still had enough strength to stand outside the church and laugh with his niggas. They say his niggas. They don't say his name. They treat it like a weight. Their fragile tongues are too weak to hold. Don't want to make the mistake of humanizing a drug dealer. Can't let the public know they gave a fuck about a drug dealer. So they'll show you his chalk outline long before showing you his actual picture. They say his death. I say his death. I say his gray sweats are still on a hanger in my closet. His cologne still on my dresser. I say it's been 1,256 days since my brother was murdered, and I haven't said his name once. I say his in every Facebook post and every conversation since his death. I say his death. I say that I'm afraid to say his name because the quicker I say his name, the quicker I'll empty myself of his memories, afraid of remembering what his name tastes like, scared that it'll fall like ashes and my mouth get buried underneath my tongue, turn my lips into a headstone that forces me to talk about him, to stop saying his name, to say Marcus, to say Marcus, to say my brother. His name was Marcus. Thank you.
I wasn't expecting that, so yeah. Yeah, it's just like, especially the people who are doing the mistakes are closer to us. We want to see everyone is getting punished because of the same mistake or them not getting punished. And it's just, I don't know. So moving on, I want to play a Turkish song after this. So I have something in my list that I don't recall the song, but I added to the list, so it must probably be a new Turkish song from like 2017. So it's called Yağmur, which means rain, and it's by Bertu Cemil. So we'll see how it is, because I don't remember the song. I cannot talk about it now, but I'm gonna talk about it afterwards. So enjoy, everyone. It's called Yağmur, which means rain.
Hesaplarla geçiyor yaşam. Büyük kavgalar küçük şeyler için. Arsız ayaklar altında alın teri. Kırılgan naif elleri. Yalanlar, yalanlar, yalanlar. Bulutların ardındaki güneş gibi gerçek. Sevilmeye muhtaçken kimileri kirli avuçlara düşüverecek. Yağmur. Kimlerimiz
So I'm back. That was Yağmur by Bartu Demir. And actually, it's a 2011 song, and it's a song that I really, really, really love. But I never knew who sang it, who was singing it, because, like, it's like he only has one song, but like I was just keep hearing it on TV and stuff. So it was amazing to just listen to it right now. And like, yeah, I'm just so up right now. Okay, moving on. So anyways, when I was playing this song, I was also looking at my next song. So if you listened last week, I was talking about how I am watching this Spanish TV, Mexican show called Rebelde, and it's a like a teenage TV show. Like, it has like 200 episodes or something. I think I'm at the 18th or something like that. And in one of the scenes, there was like this guy and girl like were like falling in love but not realizing it, like in the TV series. And like he plays, like he's like, oh, I know like what will make you feel better. And then he plays this song, like, and then like they start dancing, and I'm like, oh, this is the cutest thing ever. And also I really like the song as well. So I'm just trying to decide if I want to play the original version, or I'm seeing one that I think he's playing it, but I'm not sure. But okay, I'm just going to play the original version also, because I don't want to get in spoilers, because I just realized that, like, so this TV show was like 2005, maybe, I don't know, 2004, like a really old one. But the characters are having like in a music band. They like that there are six members of the band, and after the show they really start this band called RBD, and they have like actually really like good amazing songs, and they are both playing it in the like TV show, and I just found some online, so I may be like playing one or two from those as well. So anyways, this is called Dejam. Let me just make the okay, I'll just use Google Translate 1 second. Dejam. Déjame. Okay. Déjame. Which means let me. And so here is the song. Enjoy, everyone.
Déjame intentarlo otra vez. Sé que tropezado y es justo, ya lo sé. Mírame en los ojos, aquí estoy. Tengo mucho miedo de perderte y no hay razón, porque sin ti ya no respiro. En las noches tengo frío, necesito la otra parte de mi ser. Lo mejor de mi pasado, mi presente y mi futuro, mi razón para sobrevivir. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. So that was, I'm not going to try to say it. Okay, it was by Eric Rubin. I can say that. Yes. Déjame. That was Déjame, which means let me. So I really like that song. I didn't look up the lyrics because I was trying to multitask at the same time, because tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. is our class registrations. And already, like, one of the classes I want to get into is full. It was a requirement for my architecture minor. And the other three classes are psychology classes. And I don't want to take the fourth class as psychology class because, like, I just don't want to do psychology, like, whole semester. But I want something else, something, like, different. So that's why I was just trying to decide what I want to take. And I think I'm going to take a values course requirement. Yeah, we shall see. So I was just trying to figure that out because also I have an assignment due tomorrow, which is like 6 pages long. And for that I need to do like 20-page reading to write the 6-page assignment. So I was just like trying to figure out when I'm gonna do all of these and sleep. So, but it's okay. It's like after this week, next week is horrible. And then it's my birthday, and it's another expectations issue I have that is really upsetting me. I wish I was in Turkey on my 21st birthday. In Turkey it doesn't mean anything because you turn 18, you have all the rights to like drink, drive a car, you're legal, and here it's 21, so I just wanted to go to a bar with my legal, like also 21, a year or older friends, so like we could actually like celebrate I'm 21, but it's Easter weekend and like many people are gonna go back home, and also like some couple people like that I wanted them to be here are studying abroad right now. So, and like there are other people who offered to do stuff with me on my birthday, but it's just like I'm not even close enough to do stuff with them, so I feel like I would prefer not doing anything rather than just doing something to do it. And so I realized that in US my birthdays are not going super fun. Like last year was a disaster, like it was the worst birthday of my life, like cried for like 4 hours. And well, but at least like this year I don't have any expectations, so because I don't have expectations I don't think that I could be upset. So I am singing another song, English one. It's by Sia and it's called We Can Hurt Together. So I don't recall this song, but it is on the recommended song. So I feel like I listened that before. So anyways, moving on. Here is the song. Enjoy, everyone. Today I'm here loving it. Hey guys, I'm back. So that was We Can Hurt Together by Sia. And yeah, moving on, what else I want to talk about. Oh wait, so you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Dill, and my show called Sometimes. And you can reach out to our station if you have any questions right now to me about the show, or like suggestions, or you just want to be on air. The station number is 610-330-5316. And I'm repeating it. It's 610-330-5316. Sorry, I was just talking with a friend that I got a good news about something. So I was like, yay. I feel more enthusiastic and energetic right now. So, yes. By the way, I'm going to be here during the summer. Darn it. But it's okay because I got Excel, which is going to give me like a lot of experience. And also, I was not expecting to get it. So, I was kind of happy, and it made me feel really good because like lately I was questioning myself because I was like, Dill, like, you're a good enough person. I know that. But why are you keep failing at everything? Like, for example, like, I want to, like, for example, I apply for something, I better get waitlisted or get rejected, or, like, in classroom. So, like, we are having a conversation about a passage that we read, and my vocabulary is not as broad as other people's because, like, it's my second language. And, like, when I'm explaining something, I feel like the person after me is saying the exact same thing, but they're agreeing to him or her, but not to me, just because I'm having a hard time to put what I'm thinking into right words, versus the other person is, like, saying the same exact idea I have, but, like, just in better words. So, like, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm not good enough. So, like, it's, like, lately I was questioning if I even deserve to be on financial aid and to be in Lafayette, but then I was like, yeah, you deserve it, so let's not. So I feel like it's just different areas because, like, it's just with the classroom and stuff, it's my second language, so, like, there's nothing I can do about it. And I think I'm doing pretty okay, like, compared to, like, other people who are also, okay, now I was going to compliment about myself and I forgot all the words and I forgot how to English, so I'm not going to do it. But I was just going to say I think my English is pretty good, like compared to how could it be, especially if you're someone from Turkey, because like in Turkey, like learning things is really hard. Like it's really hard. Like you have to try. And like I started learning it when I was 14. So like versus like the people who, like many people, if they want to be good at like English, they start learning it when they're 6 or something, at least in Turkey. So but anyways, moving on. Also what else? Like I, and also like the other stuff, I think applications and stuff, I don't know about that. Like I don't know why I'm not getting it. Like I, like in certain situations, like sometimes it's because like I have done something, or it's just like I'm not qualified for it. But like I was still being getting upset about it. And like also like for Excel, I don't have the GPA, and so I thought I was not gonna get it. But like sudden, like surprisingly, I got it, and I was like, wow, like this is, I'm glad, like it, like at least I got some, like something really important that I was keep wanting to get it, even though I was not qualified for it. Because like I was also offered to become an Excel last year, but in the second semester, but like I couldn't because I didn't have the GPA. So anyways, moving on. So it makes me feel good, but at the same time also I'm going back to Turkey, which makes me really happy because my professor is traveling for like 3 weeks during summer with his family, and while he's traveling I'm also gonna go back home and spend time with my family and friends, so I'm really excited about it. But anyways, I talked a lot, so let's play something else. What do I want to play? Do I want to play something Turkish or English? Or do I want to go with a spoken word? There is a spoken word that I was listening before the show, but the thing is it has swear words in it, so I cannot play it. But I'm going to, and like I didn't finish listening it, so I think I listened the first minute. But it's called Whiteness Walks Into a Bar by Fereni Cho. So just type Whiteness Walks Into a Bar spoken word and I'm sure you will find it. Like I highly recommend it. Please listen it. Let me know what you think about it. I'm gonna listen it afterwards as well. And let's see, what do I have on my list? So with the spoken word, they're my favorites, but at the same time it's so hard to find good spoken word that doesn't have swear words in it, because I think swearing is also one way of reflecting, like one of the best ways of reflecting how you feel. Because I was in this misogyny, like you know, the hate, like hatred towards, oh no, not that, woman, like that word,
misogyny.
Misogyny. Okay, I think I'm saying it right. So misogyny talk, and during the talk we were talking about like certain stuff, and I realized that it was not about misogyny, but it was more about people being not confident enough. And I didn't want to say it when during the meeting, just because like I've, like, somebody else put it in different words, and they were like, oh, okay, cool, like, why are you saying that? But I think, like, he was right, like, I feel like, sometimes we, okay, I don't know where I'm going, but I found a song that I want to play, so I'm just gonna stop talking and play the song. Oh, wait, this is not it. Okay, so I'm gonna play, oops, Session by Aventure. So again, I think this is a Spanish song, I believe. Yes, it's a Spanish song. And
Obsesión
is the name of the song, I think. So here's the song. Enjoy, everyone.
Son las 5 de la mañana y yo no he dormido nada. Pensando en tu belleza, en loco voy a parar. El insomnio es mi castigo, tu amor será mi alivio. Y hasta que no seas mía, no viviré.
conoció, yo sé que le gustaba y le di una mirada, con un par de palabritas tu número me dio. Mi única esperanza es que oiga mis palabras.
No puedo, tengo novio.
No me enganches, por favor.
No, no es amor.
Escúchame, por favor.
Lo que tú sientes.
¿Qué es? Necesita para el psiquiatra, a ver si me ayudaba, pues ya no tengo amigos por solo hablar de ti. Lo que hace es que soy tonto, privón y también loco, pero es que en el amor soy muy original. Let me find
no es amor, no es amor, es una obsesión.
Hey guys, I'm back. So that was, I saw that, like, I heard that song so many times before, but I never knew the name of it. So Obsesión, I think. Okay. So yes, and moving on, let's play something Turkish. I don't know what. Okay, so there is this singer, got really famous with one song she played, and like, still it takes my heart, like, so it's called Yani Olmuyor. No, wait, what am I saying? It's it's not that. Wait, I forgot the name of the song. Okay, this is so stupid right now. No. Okay. So, like, anyways, she got really famous with this song, and then everyone started, like, listening it again and again and playing it. But, like, this is the only song she had. And so, like, everyone didn't know what else about her. And then suddenly when I was on YouTube, I saw another song that was by her. And it was a disaster. Like, I was like, why do you do this? Like, I loved you with your one song, and please do not write more songs or play. Because, like, it was just amazing for me. Like, it meant so much. It was such an emotional song and everything. And I'm right now trying to find the name of the song. I have no idea, how did I forget it? I keep listening it still, but I guess I'm just not looking at the name, but just playing the playlist. Where is it? Oh my god, this is a joke. Okay. Okay, I found it. Okay, it's called Yoksun by Naz Ölçal. So, Naz Ölçal is her name, and Yoksun is the name of the song, which means that you are not here. So that was like a really famous song, and I think still it's kind of famous. And now I want to play the new song she wrote, just because, like, I also felt like I was judgmental when I was listening it, because I was so surprised she had a song. So I want to, like, listen it again, and if there are any Turkish people who are listening right now, I'm just curious what they think about this song, so let me know. So it's called Teknefes, which means one breath. So yes, here is the song. Enjoy, everyone.
Hayatım tek nefeste, ölümün o nefesin ötesinde gizlendiğini. Herkes başımda, ne yapacağımı merak ediyor. Gitme diyemem, duymuyor ama gitmesine izin veremem. Gözler üstümde. Bir türlü akmıyor yaşlarım. Hayatın tek nefeste, ölümün o nefesin ötesinde gizlendiğini. Herkes başımda, ne yapacağımı merak ediyor. Gitme diyemem, duymuyor ama gitmesine izin veremem. Gözler üstünde bir tür. Elimden bir şey gelmiyor, kanatlarım yok, boşluktayım. Kucağım da eridi, beni mutlu eden o eller. Hayat durdu benim için, o an kazındı beynime. Açık kalan gözlerinden bir damla yaş düştü elime.
Hey guys, I'm back. So I realized that I like this song not as much as the one like the I was talking about, but still I think I like it. If I like listen a couple times, I think I would like it more. Yeah, I think I felt like I was too judgmental when I was listening for the first time. But you know, like that usually what happens to me, like I don't have favorite artists. Like I have a couple, like Of Monsters and Men is for example like my favorite, but like a certain album of them is like memorized by me and I know everything, and I probably don't know the most recent ones they produced because I always feel like older is the better. And one of my friends just Facebook messaged and asked, I think he's listening to the radio show right now, and he asked like what classes are you taking next semester, so I'm gonna say it on air. Hey Ryan, shout out to Ryan. I think he's listening, I don't know. So anyways, what I'm taking. I am taking 3 side classes. One of them is learning. I mean, there's only one spot left, but I know the professor, I love him, he loves me. So I'm sure, like, and he, like, last semester I was gonna take another class with him, but I didn't have the space on my schedule. And he said, like, if you cannot enroll to the class on time, let me know, I'll add you to the class. So I'm sure, like, he would add me if I cannot take that one spot. I mean, it's at least that's what I'm hoping. So it's called learning. It is a lab. We have to take like 2 lab requirements, and one of this, like, we can choose any class we want, and this is one of them. And I'm taking social psychology, 1, and I'm kind of nervous about it because normally Shaw teaches it, and I never took a class with Shaw, but everyone loves him. But he's taking a semester off, so I think he's going somewhere, I don't know where. So he's not going to teach it, but a new professor is going to teach it, Angela Bell. And like she doesn't have any records on Rate My Professor or On La Fed, and she's coming from Colby University, so I don't know how that's going to work, but we shall see. And the third one I'm taking is... again, psychology class called Second Language something. I cannot pronounce the third word, but anyway, so it's a course that's also offered in foreign languages, so it's like both about foreign languages and psychology, which was really interesting to me because it's basically about how learning a new language works and like How do we learn a new language? How do we pursue it? Like, what are the ways to make it easier? What are some difficulties and stuff like that? And the fourth one was going to be for my architecture minor, but I cannot take it anymore because the class is full. So I am thinking about taking a values requirement, whether I'm going to take religion 101 or I want to take Buddhism. So I don't know. I'm gonna decide in a couple hours, so we'll see. By the way, Ryan, are you listening? Hey, are you there? I don't think he's listening. Okay, I don't know. I couldn't even type listening. I am so bad at multitasking. Do you say multi? Multitasking? Okay, let me try multitasking.
Multitasking.
So I wasn't sure if it's multi or multi. So, oh, he said on and off. So probably like he didn't hear what I was saying. But I'm not going to repeat that again. But, oh, he said that I'm listening right now. So I guess you heard what I said about the classes. So, but anyways, I talked too much. So if you didn't hear it, I'll explain it later. So, yes. Moving on. Next song. What do I play? Oh, I'm so tired. Okay, I'm not gonna play spoken word. So I know what classes you're taking, lol. Oh, okay, so he listened. Cool story. Okay, I really like GIFs. I don't know what people think about them, but GIFs are amazing. Like, I am obsessed with them, you know, like on Facebook Messenger and like in other couple apps, like you can use GIFs. Like I literally am having a conversation with a friend since like over 2 weeks just by sending GIFs. We don't use any words. And it's hilarious. Like, for example, like he says something and I'm like, cool. And like he says something, I say something else. And it's amazing how you can communicate with images without using words. I just love it. I love every second of it. So moving on. I don't know. It just made me so happy. Right now to think about it even. What else? Oh, okay. So I was talking about Rebelda. RBD songs. RDB. Okay. So Rebelda is a TV show I was talking about. And RDB is the name of the group. And RBD. Okay. So, and the last time I played Solo Quadate and Silencio. Okay. I know how to say Silencio. So, blah 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 silencio, I played that one, which was about silence. And wow, I'm so smart, right? I know. So this time I want to play the song that's called Rebelde, which is also name of the TV show as well, which means rebellion. I think it meant rebellion, right? Life. So, Rebelde is the name of the show, and it's called, it means like rebellion, insurgent. So, yes. Anyways, here is the song, guys. Enjoy. I talk a lot. I know. Send me song suggestions. Anyways, here is the song, Rebelde.
Gasto mi futuro y su paz con mi manera de ser.
Aunque no escucho, ya estoy lejos de aquí. Cierro los ojos y ya estoy pensando en ti. Y soy rebelde cuando no sigo a los demás. Y soy
love.
días voy a escapar para jugarme todo por un sueño.
Todo en la vida es a perder o ganar. Hay que apostar sin miedo.
No importa mucho lo que digan de mí. Cierro los ojos y ya estoy pensando en ti. Y soy
guys, I'm back. So that was Rebelde by RBD, and I think I'm gonna end the night here just because I, like I said, I still don't know what am I taking as a fourth course, and probably I'm gonna end up changing it. And also I have a paper due tomorrow which is 6 pages long, so yay, so much fun. So anyways, have a great night, everyone. And you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. And I'm Dill, and my show called Sometimes. And I am here every Tuesday at 10:15. So have a great night, and I hope your week goes really smooth and everything goes well. And I hope all of your expectations meets the reality. So, good night.